Hallelujah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We praise God. We praise you for the goodness that you've made available, that we've got free access to enjoy you and just be with each and every one and refresh us and motivate us again as we wake up to this great salvation that has come and is coming new every morning. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, guys. Been stirred up already with Keith's beautiful testimony of God's love manifested in the midst of tribulation. But that is God. His light shines in the darkness. Amen. And let's look at Psalm 110, verse 3 this morning from the TPT. It's beautiful.
Your people will be your love offerings. In the day of your might, mighty power, you will be exalted. And in the brightness of your holy ones, you will shine as an army arising from the womb of the dawn, anointed with the dew of your youth.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful, eh? Your people will be your love offerings. It just comes across in the other translation of your people are willingly the your love offerings, living willingly, making themselves available to tap in and take hold of and experience and release the goodness of God that is there, that is available, because we've entered into this beautiful covenant, we've entered into this family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and our lives are hid with Christ in God. Amen. So we be willing love offerings. Amen. In the day of your mighty power, you will be exalted. Amen. That's the day of salvation. And when we have seen that that's come, that has happened, that it was released in heaven, there, and when Jesus stepped in, the devil was put out, heaven was cleansed, and the heavenly realities now have come to us in the new birth, in the kingdom, in this great and better covenant. Amen. And His power, the goodness of God, is there to be released and exalted. Okay? The day of my you, he's exalted. This is glorifying the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because they have done it. Of God are you in Christ Jesus, who's made to you wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. Guys, that's everything. And the other scripture just says it plainly in Ephesians 1, verse 3. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And now, you know, just look, thinking on blessings and fruits or gifts, and not thinking of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and all the angels, you're missing out. Every spiritual blessings, it's all because we have them that we've got all the other spiritual blessings that follow. Amen. And in the brightness of your holy ones, you will shine. Hallelujah, guys. This is showing this the goodness of Jesus came to this earth. It overcame on this earth, under the earth, and it overcame in heaven. And now it is there for us, the body. He's the head, we are the body. He is the vine, we are the branches. We are the bride there too. As co-heirs, we are there to shine. Amen. We are, this is the thing. The church has been so caught up in the world, but praise God, now the church is waking up to know there is no life outside of Christ, no life outside of looking to Christ, no life outside of listening and walking and flowing with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are to shine as an army arising from the womb of the dawn. Amen. What is an army? An army is dressed for battle, dressed. And what is our armor? Putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, taking hold of salvation in every way, in our hearts, in our truth in our belts, that's curbing our desires as well. And in our walk, in our righteousness, we are aware of that. We've got right standing. We are being brought out of darkness into the marvelous light. And with this helmet, this head, aware, amen, a mind made up, sober, excited, on fire, and with the faith, the beautiful faith of God, we flow with God. So it's not faith in God any longer. It's now the faith of God, what He tells us, amen. The hopes He gives us, because unless He builds a house, we labor in vain. And then we execute the written judgment with the sword of the Spirit. Eh? Amen. And we're praying all the time, talking to God all the time, and interceding for each other all the time. So we fully dressed soldiers on the march. Amen. Hallelujah. And where's it? We arise from the womb of the dawn. So morning by morning, we see this so clearly in the scripture. It's so important. Every day is sufficient. He wakens our ear from the womb of the dawn. And then what happens? He anoints us with the dew of our youth. We are waking up to that which we have in the Almighty, our destiny. We are predestined, called. To be called, to be justified, and to glorify, and to be glorified. So there's a wisdom ordained for our glory, and we're getting it morning by morning and flowing together with the Lord. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.